Welcome to Union City Radio for Monday, October 5th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. The content staff at WAMU 88.5, DC's NPR station, has decided to unionize. 80 workers, representing 99% of eligible staff, signed a petition last week urging WAMU leadership and American University to recognize the union voluntarily. Staff members are working to unionize with SAG-AFTRA, which represents content employees at NPR and other member stations across the United States. Over the years, I have seen and heard of the uncomfortable and sometimes oppressive environment in several departments of WAMU, said longtime host Kojo Namdi. He added that WAMU needs to prioritize racial and gender equity and needs its own human resources process. In today's labor history, on this date in 2004, 2,100 supermarket janitors in California, mostly from Mexico, won a $22.4 million settlement over unpaid overtime. Many said they worked 70 or more hours a week, often 7 nights a week, from 10 p.m. to 9 a.m. Cleaner Jesus Lopez told the New York Times he only had 3 days off in 5 years. Today's labor quote is by Polish Solidarity Union founder Lech Walesa, who won the Nobel Peace Prize on this date in 1983. Lech Walesa, who said, "Finally, we have an independent union under our own administration. We now have the right to strike, and we're going to demand more rights soon." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, the union will make us strong. It will make